Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good.
We are in the middle, I think, of a topic that's really important to 4-Hers, and that's the essential elements of 4-H. And I think this is, what, week three of this?
That's right. I've been doing an essential elements series, and these four essential elements are what research show create positive youth development. In the last 2 weeks, I touched on generosity with the holidays, and the next week I touched on a sense of belonging. And today I'm going to talk about a sense of independence. Independence is a common goal of many youth development activities. This involves young people understanding how to complete tasks and projects on their own, practicing how to make their own decisions and become independent thinkers. As youth practice skills with adult direction, they grow their confidence and their ability to accomplish them with less and less guidance. They can then see themselves as the creator in their own future. Through opportunities to explore challenges and reflect on their own experiences, youth can hone their skills. They can graduate from choosing their own projects to solving problems in their clubs or schools to thinking critically about the world around them. As youth increase their skills and confidence in independent thinking, they can realize the influence they have on others. They will be better positioned to take a leadership role as well as see themselves being leaders in their communities, which is ultimately what we want, right, Gary? I always tell my youth, you guys are going to solve today's problems because they're going to become your problems one day. So we want to instill the sense of independence in our youth in 4-H. Some ways that we do that in our program, again, I talked a little bit about how they do projects and they grow in those projects, but also we do what we call record books. And one big thing in there that I think really helps youth become independent thinkers is we have them set goals. And then at the end of the year, we have them reflect on those goals. So they can really start to encompass how to move a project forward. Something simple as sending your child to camp and letting them go out on their own and trips. We take a lot of different trips. We put kids into leadership positions. One thing, again, this seems so simple, but again, it really helps children develop into independent thinkers, is we do a lot of judging in 4-H. We have livestock judging, poultry judging, we do a facts judging. And again, it puts them in those situations to where they are having to think on their own and make decisions on their own. And once they see that they can do that and they're successful in that, it's a confidence builder in their decision-making skills, becoming more and more independent. I just want to finish up with a couple housekeeping things that are going on in 4-H right now. The new newsletter has a lot of dates out there for spring weigh-ins. We have our club days set for February 19th at West Franklin High School. So be looking for more information to come out here mid-January to 1st of February on how to get enrolled on that. And then I just want to finish up with giving a shout out to our new 4-H program manager. She will be housed out of the Linden office. Jo Anstatt is her name. So if you're a 4-H member over in that county or in Franklin, she works for the district, or Anderson, stop by in the office there and say hi and introduce yourself.
Okay, Jessica, thank you. And we look forward to the fourth part of the program here next week. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Frandy Eastwood.